Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. On the show today, we're looking at one of the shadow pandemics that's been plaguing our society in the wake of COVID-19, this one involving a sharp rise in domestic violence. That's later on this hour. But first, months ago, when COVID-19 was new, every day on the 21st, I used to read the daily COVID-19 statistics. But the news is about what's new. It's right there in the word. And COVID-19 is no longer new. So at some point, without really noticing, if I'm being honest about it, I stopped reading those numbers. This is a version of the COVID fatigue we're all feeling. And officials in Illinois right now are trying to work hard to get us to fight that fatigue. Last week, on Friday, the governor has resumed his daily COVID-19 press briefings, and State Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike had something to say when she was delivering the message of the daily statistics. She got a little emotional talking about some of the latest numbers. Let's take a listen to that clip.
Since yesterday, we lost an additional 31 lives for a total of 9,418 deaths. These are people who started with us in 2020 and won't be with us at the Thanksgiving table. Today, we are reporting 3,874 new cases for a total of 364,33 confirmed cases since the start of this pandemic. Excuse me, please.
She said the latest numbers updated as we go to air Monday morning. That's 374,256 positive confirmed cases of COVID-19, 9,505 deaths in Illinois. Ezike went on to describe our collective fight against the pandemic as a marathon without an endpoint. She acknowledged it's not a message a lot of people want to hear, but it is the reality. Joining us now to talk about how COVID-19 looks in different parts of the state are Jennifer Fuller. She is the Associate Director for News and Public Affairs at WSIU, public radio station in Carbondale. Hello, Jen. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And Mary Hansen, who's a reporter with NPR Illinois, WUIS, public radio station in Springfield. Mary, thank you for coming back as well.
Great to be here.
So, Mary, let's start with the numbers. What are you seeing in Springfield and Sangamon County in terms of the pandemic?
Yeah, so we're seeing a similar surge in cases to a lot of areas around the state. To cite some of the numbers, last week we hit triple digits in our one-day total of new cases at 105, which was pretty alarming. Yesterday, there was a news conference with a couple of medical experts from the county, and they projected on the screen behind them the chart of seven-day rolling average of new cases and daily positives. And you can just see starting, around last month, that chart just sharply moves upward. So we're now looking at an average of more than 70 cases a day.
And it's the highest it's ever been, right? The numbers, the sort of daily totals are averaging higher than even at the worst of the pandemic. Admittedly, testing was more limited back then, but right,
yes,
these are the worst numbers. Yeah. Jen, what about you? What about in Southern Illinois? How are case counts down there?
Well, sure. We're seeing roughly the same thing. You know, if you look at each individual county, obviously it's going to tell its own individual story. But Region 5 as a region, which covers most of Southern Illinois, has had a test positivity rate of more than 7% since October 12th. So the state has certainly been watching to see if mitigation measures would need to be taken. And of course, we learned last week that this region would be under those tighter restrictions because our positivity rate was more than 8% for more than 3 days. And that triggered those mitigations. In Jackson County, where Carbondale is right now, the positivity rate is about 7.8%. Jefferson County, which includes Mount Vernon, another large community in our area, 6.9%. Williamson County is one of the counties that we've really been keeping track of. Its numbers have been higher than most of the others in the area, 10.1% at the last time that was calculated last week.
So, Jen, you mentioned mitigation, right? This is the state's public health term of art for some additional restrictions. Nobody likes to use the word lockdown, and that would definitely be overstating it. But can you describe what are some of those mitigations that were imposed on the 20 counties in southern Illinois?
Sure. And they're very similar to what we're seeing in other regions across the state. It means that bars and restaurants can no longer have indoor service, no more eating inside or drinking inside. You can set up tents and have tables available outside, but the numbers of people allowed to gather at and around those tables has been pulled back as well. So we're seeing a lot of businesses back in that same situation that they were earlier this year. Do we stay open for curbside delivery and carry out, or do we close? And it's a very difficult balance for a lot of these business owners.
Yeah, and certainly the government, federal government aid that was available to a lot of businesses does not seem to be coming back anytime soon. I want to play a clip from the governor here. He's resumed his daily COVID news conferences, as I mentioned. This is from last Thursday in Belleville near St. Louis, and he's talking about some of the gatherings that are leading to outbreaks.
It is true that private events, weddings, and gatherings in your own home where you're bringing in neighbors and friends and even family from, you know, that you don't see often, when you bring them in your home and you have a, you know, even a medium-sized gathering of people who you don't really know whether they have coronavirus, you don't live with them every day, these are actually the number one spreading locations. And so we want to address as many of those as we can. It's up to you to address those at home. We're doing what we can in the public sphere. We've got to get through this winter. We are not even in winter yet. So please take this seriously.
So that's the governor. Mary, I wonder, what are you hearing from experts in Sangamon County about why case numbers are going up there?
Yeah, so it's similar. I mean, yesterday, the head of the public health board in Sangamon County talked about COVID fatigue, which we've heard about people not sort of getting tired of quarantining or just wearing their masks around and not keeping their social distance, not washing their hands. So that's just sort of general. We're tired of this. We've been doing this for months and months. Do we really have to keep doing this? And then also, you know, some indoor dining, restaurants being the point of transmission. And then also, as you mentioned, small gatherings. They made a point of saying funerals and weddings and other family smaller gatherings that are causing the spread. And they also mentioned, you know, spread within the household, saying it's very difficult once, you know, a spouse or a parent brings, is infected and brings the virus home, it's really hard to not spread it then, to kids or to other members of the household. So that's what sort of where they're seeing the transmission now.
Interesting. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. That was Mary Hansen. She's a reporter with NPR Illinois in Springfield. And we're also speaking with Jen Fuller, who's the Associate Director for News and Public Affairs at WSIU Public Radio Station in Carbondale. And I want to play another clip. Jen, you mentioned seeing the tents going up at restaurants, which we've seen all year here. But this weekend I was listening to the podcast This Week in Virology. And I've got to say, this is a great way to keep up with the latest science on COVID-19. It's a little wonky, but this is from episode 675. It came out on Sunday, and it's infectious disease doctor Daniel Griffin doing his weekly update on the virus. And it's on point to what we've been talking about with restaurants.
A lot of restaurants, because they're trying to do the outdoor dining, have created these closed bubbles with no ventilation systems. And I like to point out that you have just created an indoor space. Just the fact that those walls are made out of plastic, that is not great. And usually those enclosed areas do not have great ventilation or air handling.
So as the weather has gotten colder and rainier here in central Illinois, I'm certainly seeing a lot of walls go up on these tents that have been outside restaurants since summertime. And as we just heard, if you're in a walled tent with no special ventilation, I guess you might as well be eating inside. Jen, are you seeing this in southern Illinois as well?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I think I remember hearing Dr. Ezeke, the public health director for the state of Illinois, last week talking about, in order for it to have the proper ventilation and what they're really looking for, two walls would be all they could really have so that you could have that air moving through the area. It's a struggle, though, for a lot of restaurants and bars that are trying to keep their patrons coming in, and they need to be warm and protected from rain and other elements. But a lot of people are still trying to support the local businesses and say, we're going to come out, we're going to keep trying to give you what you need. But again, it's a very difficult balance.
And Jen, how have the businesses been responding to these restrictions? I mean, we've seen news reports. I saw the Chicago Tribune had a big story last week about a very defiant business in a suburb of Rockford saying that it was not going to adhere to the restrictions and basically daring the government to do something about it. Are you seeing businesses largely trying to comply in your area?
Yes, although I would say that we do see businesses saying that they're going to stay open. They can't survive if they close again. And part of that is what you talked about earlier with the federal help not available at this point. They can't afford to take things back down a notch. They're barely scraping by with what they have. So we've seen several businesses say, no, we're staying open. We'll take our chances. Health departments are having to try to go out and educate those business owners on what the ramifications could be up to and including loss of licenses. And so that's a part of the conversation now. Marion's mayor came out last week as the mitigations were announced saying, we need to get everyone to go get tested, symptoms or not, go get tested for COVID-19. In his hopes are that that would bring the positivity rate down if you have people who are healthy getting a test along with people who may have symptoms.
Although there's been a lot of reporting that really just tends to turn up more cases, because if it's really spreading to the point where that you have that much spread, you can't really test your way out of these things, as I think the University of Illinois found with their massive testing.
That's right. You have so many people that can turn up asymptomatic.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing the governor's talked about is potentially pulling liquor licenses and video gambling licenses for some of these businesses if they're not complying. It's going to be an interesting fight as we see whether businesses decide to try and comply with this or fight to stay open. Mary, literally half the counties in Illinois are at what's known as warning level. Can you remind us what that means?
Yeah, so those warning levels, that's, as you mentioned, on a county by county basis, as opposed to the larger regions that Jen was just talking about, where the state imposes these more restrictions by region. The county level warning system is, they say, to sort of help officials and the public make informed decisions, sort of showing where there might be increasing cases, increasing community spread. They say, if your county is at a warning level, you should ask questions like, should I attend or still host a gathering? IDPH tracks this on a weekly basis, new cases per 100,000, test positivity rate, hospital admissions, and then emergency department visits that have COVID-like illnesses. So they look at these on a weekly basis, and if your county is trending in the wrong direction on two or more of those, then they put you at a warning level.
But it's interesting that Sangamon County, I mean, 51 out of Illinois' 102 counties are at warning level, but Sangamon County isn't. And we had Dr. Sundaresan, who's a local infectious disease doctor, on the program a week and a half ago, talking about that sort of 45-degree angle to the COVID numbers. But apparently, I guess it's, what, Mary, enough of a lagging indicator that Sangamon County is not yet technically at warning level, but I mean, it could happen, right?
Yeah. And I mean, this is what I was just going to say. It is a lagging indicator that that might be why we're not seeing them. It was surprising to me, too, that they weren't on Friday's list. But it's important to note that that list comes out on Friday, but it actually reflects the trends and the numbers for the week previous. So now we're looking at, the week before last. So perhaps those numbers weren't as bad and only got worse last week. So so we'll see. We're very close. And some of these medical experts who spoke yesterday were saying, Sangamon County's numbers are bad, but all of Region 3, that West Central Illinois region, were very close to having more of those restrictions on a regional level put in place.
And Mary, the last thing I want to ask you about, we've seen case numbers go up. Has there been a parallel rise in hospitalizations and deaths like we had earlier this year?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, for at least for the hospitalizations, I talked with the chief medical officer of Memorial Health System last week. They have 5 hospitals in central Illinois. And they said at this point, they have the most number of inpatient, the highest number of inpatient COVID-19 cases that they've had since the pandemic began, which is a pretty scary statistic.
Yeah. And as we're seeing the pandemic, I guess, really reach into the rural areas where it had been a little more urban earlier on. Well, that has been a bracing but important update. Mary Hansen is a reporter with NPR Illinois in Springfield, and Jennifer Fuller is the director of news and public affairs at WSIU in Carbondale. Jen and Mary, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your reporting with us on the 21st.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Coming up on the program, around the world, 1 in 3 women, 1 in 7 men are victims of domestic violence, and the stresses of COVID-19 have made the problem worse. We'll talk about what Illinois groups are doing to address this shadow pandemic, ways communities can help. If you have been touched by domestic violence in your life and you're willing to share your story, we want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. The number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. That conversation coming up after a short break. This is the 21st. Stay with us.